I don't know when you might be listening to this, but September the 11th, and you might be listening to it on September the 11th or maybe even a day or two later, but September the 11th, something happened in our country that had changed most of our lives forever in one way or another. And I always think about when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. People say, well, you'll always remember where you were and what you were doing. I remember John F. Kennedy being assassinated way back when. I was selling Fuller Brush at the time, and I took my lunch break and went to my mother's house, and she had the television on, and they were breaking the news about how President Kennedy was assassinated. Well, September the 11th is also a time that Judy and I remember quite vividly. We were in Egypt on September the 11th, 2001, and we were on an educational tour throughout the Holy Land, and we got word about the attack. The folks that we were with gave people cell phones so they could contact their people back home, and so that was a good thing. The problem was the anxiety came when we got back to Cairo and we went back into our hotel, and Judy and I got on our knees and prayed and prayed and prayed because the airports were closed, as you might remember, and we had no idea when we were going to get home. God is so good, and He answered prayer, our prayer at least. Now, you know, sometimes other people are praying for something different than you are, but God answered our prayer, and we really came back and got back to Tallahassee within 5 or 6 hours of our original return date and time. But things like that that happen, you know, are in your mind and your spirit forever and ever, and you think, well, that's where I was, that's what I was doing. But along with that, September the 11th, 2001, created a lot of compassion and bitterness. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 4:31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Now, it's been 21 years since 9/11 took place and the towers came down. But Paul was giving us a reason to say, you need to set aside all of this and be kind and compassionate. And you wonder, why is Paul saying that? Because compassion is a gracious blessing from Almighty God. Because God is slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. And we are to be compassionate also. We are to be gracious. And we should be slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. Paul gives us some wonderful things to think about and to follow God's example. As dearly beloved children and walk in the way of love, just as Jesus loved us and gave Himself up for us. And you say, well, that all sounds pretty good, preacher, but I don't know if I can do that, or how can I do that? Well, we cannot do it on our own, but blessed be to God who has given us the Holy Spirit to guide us and to strengthen us and to give us wisdom and grace. I found an interesting true story that I want to share with you, and it comes from Our Daily Bread. And it's entitled, Compassion Over Bitterness. When the World Trade Center towers fell on September the 11th, 2001, Greg Rodriguez was one of the victims who died in that tragedy and that wreckage of the towers coming down. His mother, Phyllis, and his father grieved. They also were carefully considered of their response to such a horrific event. Interesting thing happened in 2002, almost a year later. Phyllis met Akaya El-Wafai, the mother of one of the men accused of helping the terrorists. Phyllis said she also approached her with her arms open. She said, we embraced and we cried, for Akila and me, there was something about an immediate bonding. Why? Because we both suffered on an account of our sons. Now, Phyllis and her, amid the time of sharing pain and sorrow, Phyllis believed that the fury over her son's death, appropriate as it should be, it was, could not heal her anguish. So listening to Lakia's family story, Phyllis felt compassion, resisting the temptation to view them merely as enemies. She desired justice. Oh yeah, we do. We all want justice, but believe that we must release the temptation to seek revenge that offers over to us, and it often just grips us when we are wrong. I love that what it says in the Old Testament, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." So when we have that time to have revenge, give it to the Lord. And let the Holy Spirit just kind of ease you through it. Because we all have that human emotion that revenge is the way to respond when we've been wrong. But think about what the Apostle Paul shared, admonishing us to get rid of all bitterness and anger, along with every form of malice. As we relinquish these destructive power, God's Holy Spirit fills us with new perspective. Paul also said later in the chapter, be kind and compassionate to one another. I know it's hard. It's possible, though, to work for the wrongs to be made right while refusing rageful vengeance. We have a lot of challenging times going on in our life, even today, in our society and around the world. So my prayer is we do this little talk today about compassion and bitterness. My prayer is that the Holy Spirit will not only show me or show you or show the whole world that compassion overcomes bitterness. Father God, we thank you for so many blessings. We have our prayer requests that people lift up both verbally and in the spirit. We bring those to your throne of grace today, too, because there's so much wrong in the world. But we cry out, help us, O Lord. Help us to be filled with compassion instead of bitterness, as we can work together in the love and the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gives us something much better to look forward to than all this craziness in the world. Well, we always close this little segment with the Lord's Prayer. I say the Lord's Prayer because it's the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples when they asked him, Lord, can we pray to the Father? And he said, yeah, you sure can. And he gave them this model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, we're always grateful that you tune into the online service and hope and pray that it's a blessing to you. If you ever want to make a suggestion or any prayer request, you know, you can contact Phil or myself either by email or by phone. And you'll find all that information online and even in the bulletin. So with that said, I hope and pray you're having a good day. We're having charge conference today, September the 11th, with our district superintendent, Wayne Wyatt. And maybe it would be too late to come to the charge conference, but it's on the calendar. But we're also going to eat after church, so if you can't get to church, maybe you can come and break bread with us. And don't forget that John Riley is going to be with us on Friday evening the 16th. Well, have a blessed day.